Greetings, this is the Automatically Deleted Husband. There are a couple things, but the thing that took priority is I found out Saturday from Sharon Leonard that Jim Leonard was in the hospital here in Cleveland. So I wondered about heading there. I found this out late Saturday, if I recall, and so I was planning to perhaps see him on Sunday, because of some circumstances, I ended up actually went and saw Gary, spent an hour or so with him, but I went to see Jim today and went there for a couple hours. He and I were there, and my plan is to make sure I give you the picture of him and I at Kmart when that was still a thing here in town, with our great hats. But anyway, Jim's been a good friend because he was there for me when I hit bottom. Right now, he has an issue. He's had an issue with his blood flow into his foot. And now that's becoming a severe problem. He has to sit up. He can't sleep well. He has to sit all the time. Otherwise, he's in severe pain. They're going to do some sort of try to get rid of a blockage in his leg tomorrow. And Lord willing, that will take care of the problem. So I'll probably plan to go see him again in a day or two. And hopefully he'll be home by the end of the week and recover. Because the worst case scenario, he could lose his foot. So, he's a good friend. He and I are very different people. One of the important things, I think, because obviously I'm intense in my study of theology, and I think of it, if you ask me to do lift something strong or do something coordinated, things of that nature, I can't handle it. You ask me to sing now and whatnot, but I can handle the in-depth of something, the more mental challenges. And it's not as one is more valuable than the other. We each have different gifts. And so Jim and I are very different. And I would suggest that his grasp of the scripture, as well as Sharon, is not that good. But there's no test that you have to have a certain understanding, a certain pass a course and whatnot in order to stand before the Lord redeemed. And when I look at the people that I know that I've interacted with, and I say, well, maybe I'm not the final judge. I understand that. But you kind of get a sense, is this person putting up a show or is this person real? And there are a couple things that I would suggest. They got some theological things that I would heartily disagree with. However, of all the people I know, I really think probably both of them will stand before the Lord redeemed. Again, because it's not intellectual prowess, it's not physical ability, it's not how nice you are, how good looking you are, and whatnot. It's because the Lord has shown you his grace. And how do you see that the Lord has shown you his grace, that you reflect his grace well? And I believe they do. They because obviously I spent about a couple months in their home, and then two or three times. Anyway, I actually did house sitting for them. A couple years later, we have a good relationship. There's a mutual trust, a mutual love. And again, it's not that you have a certain doctrine. It is not that you have a certain ability. It's that you show love that I think is the biggest clue that you're reflecting Christ well, that you know how to love. Anyway, one of the issues that concerned me is because I was in that, we have the hospital here in Cleveland, the main one, that I was there 2 years ago, maybe three, in order to pick up Mike Day. Is it pick him up? All right, no, I one time I went there to visit him while I was in the hospital. Once I went to pick up something for him or picked him up, whatever it was, I forget. But anyway, so I haven't been there in a couple of years. It's not a place I go to. You know, I haven't been in a hospital or seen a doctor in like 2 decades. But I went there with the understanding, I went to their website beforehand to see about policies because, we have concerns that you might have COVID. We don't want to spread things. And so I looked at their website. They say that they require people to wear a mask. I talked with Sharon on the phone, and she said that when she was there, she sees both hospital staff and the guests, you know, the visitors, without masks. The minority, but still, there are some. So I was kind of concerned, because right now I'm still batting 1,000. I've never worn a mask, not once. Got there, went to the reception desk, had to ask what room he was in. And she said, oh, yeah, he's in this room. Go down that hall and then up the elevator, whatnot. And you can stop and grab a mask and do whatever. And I said, thank you. And went down the hall. I didn't do a thing. Never wore a mask. And no questions by, you know, because I talked with a couple of people. When we got upstairs, there was one nurse that came to put an IV in him and whatnot. And I went, got him a cup of coffee at the receptionist station there and so forth. No questions. So I was pleased because my objective was not to cause a stir, but I didn't want to wear a mask. Because may I point out, that's stupid. Again, you have decades worth of study that shows they have has no impact on the spread of a viral infection. And if they were effective, and you are one, then I don't need to, right? Because I'm not, you know, anyway, it's stupid. It's like the vaccine. Yeah, I need to get you to have a vaccine so you protect me. No, if the vaccine actually protects you, it doesn't matter what I do. You know, it's stupid. The a couple of things. One is, I got a plan on Friday that Chris had come Saturday and we'd hike Johnson Woods. When we do that, it's typically a 4 mile path that we take. Sometimes we go off the beaten path, and we did. We did a little bit over, at least well over 7 miles. And some of the places we went, excellent views. And in the background, one of the places where you could see through the trees. Well, it wasn't many trees because of the wintertime. You could see Big Frog. It was a joyful hike. And the one, you know, unlike my interaction with Jim Leonard today, when we did our hike, at least half, I'm sure over half of our hike, we were not in fluff theology. We were in deep theology, trying to engage on questions that are not isn't this pleasant and so forth, but it's that deep, deep struggle. Who is the Lord? How to be obedient to him? And why? And it was delightful. Shared a meal together and so forth. And it was a delightful time. I did send a postcard today. I already sent the Valentine's card to my wife, and I sent another one to my wife today with the, you know, the question about the fact that May is coming. And the question was, will she turn to the state again or turn to the Lord? Because she went to the state to get a restraining order to keep me from seeing my kids. That was hateful. And I'm going to try to respond in love. Lord willing, she will do nothing. And the restraining order expires in May. And hopefully by June, I'll see my kids face to face. That is my hope. I haven't seen my kids in almost 10 years. I want to see my kids. Uh, There is some interaction happening on a variety of things, Shofar Nexus related and also theology related. It may take the week to see what happens, but I'll let you know. But so anyway, I'll keep it short. I am hopeful in one respect. Okay, one last thing. In the conversation with Jim Leonard today, because there's one thing very clear. Jim and Sharon Leonard have not what you would call a pristine past. But one of the things I see between the two of them, they're two flawed people who are in love with each other. And I see that constantly. Jim is not in a great position right now. He hasn't been very helpful for a long time because of the fact he can't sleep right. He has to sit up. And apparently what Sharon said is that he sleeps on the couch sitting up. And more often than not, apparently, she curls up in the other corner of the couch to be there next to him. And there's a possibility he's going to have severe problems from this. He's already had severe problems, and it could be permanent. But he has Sharon. And the point I have is I am in excellent health. I am in the best health of my life. You know, I did the 4-mile round trip, nothing to go to the hospital and back. I did the 7 miles Saturday, nothing. I'm doing the 1,000 jumping jacks a day. It's no big deal. But I need to keep this up, because if I have a problem like Jim Leonard has, I have no hope. Jim Leonard is a whole lot better off, even though he's in poor health, than I am. Love is more important than health. My lady, I love you.